Welcome to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show with your host, Greg Dwyer, on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check out Greg by clicking on the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can go to the Diamond Mind Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Greg has trained and coached thousands of people in his career, and you're in for a treat when you work with Greg. Whether you're taking his NLP training or going on a Diamond Mind Transformation travel tour on another continent, you'll enjoy Greg's effective techniques. Check out his website on www.gregdwyer.com. And now on to our show with Greg Dwyer. Take it away, Greg.
Hey, we're glad you're here. So this week, I was listening to an interview, someone that you would know if I mentioned his name, and I'm not going to mention the name until after the break, but I was listening to this interview, and they asked him a question. They said, you know, what has your journey been like over the last, 30 years? And he went on to say, he goes, you know what? It hasn't been easy. It really hasn't been easy. In fact, along the way, it's been very painful. There's been roadblocks, and there has been massive frustration. Now, I've known this guy, not that I know him personally, but I've known of him. I met him a few times. I thought to myself, wow, what a great interview. You know, it really wasn't an interview. It was really just a conversation. And the fact that he was just so honest, he said, it hasn't been easy. It really hasn't. There's been roadblocks. It's been frustrating. And he mentioned the word pain. And he tied it with other people in his industry. And I'll tell you who he is towards the end or actually after the break. But I began to think about this. We think we shouldn't have problems. We think we shouldn't have roadblocks or frustration, or perhaps we think we shouldn't have pain, but it's just my opinion. I think it's part of life. I really do. And I think when we recognize that pain is part of life, setbacks are part of life, and roadblocks, you know, and the reason I say this is because with Facebook and social media and everything that's going on positive, you know, as far as when people show off, you know, they give this impression, at least they do to me anyway, that everything's easy. You know, just buy this course, read this book, do this, and, you know, money will be coming your way, or, you know, five steps to be able to do this, you know. And I get it, you know. They want to sell courses. And if you tell someone, hey, look, this is not going to be easy, this is going to be difficult, who the heck's going to buy that? Who's going to read that? Who's going to be involved with that? But, you know, down where I live, not too far from where I live, I should say, there's a place called Aikido. And many, many, many years ago, I got involved. I was bored. I wanted to learn something and went to a seminar out in California, and they talked about leadership and how it ties into Aikido, and I thought it was really, really interesting. So I took some classes. I stayed with it for a year or two, and I remember going through the process of learning some of the fundamentals. And I remember talking to the lady, the sensei, the lady that was the master of the house and teaching us, and she says, you know, we have a lot of attrition. We have a lot of fallout. People don't stay. And I said, why? And she says, because it takes time. You need patience. It doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, with this microwave society that we have today, people want things really quick and they want fast things. They want it instantaneously, right? And I think this is a problem. I really think it's a problem. And the problem is that we think that we shouldn't have any problems. We think that we shouldn't have any frustration, that we don't have to have roadblocks or even pain, that, you know, hey, you got a headache, you take an aspirin, or, you know, you try to relieve whatever the problem is and get rid of the problem. I think that's the problem. You know, when this guy said this last week, and I was watching this until midnight because it was out in Vegas, and it was live, and it was wonderful. I've never heard him speak this way, but he says, you know, the journey hasn't been easy. It really hasn't. It's been painful. It's been full of frustration. and there's been roadblocks. So when I thought about that, I thought I'd share this with you. What if problems could be seen differently? In other words, when we come up to a problem, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I have a problem, you know, woe is me, right? Instead of saying that, we just go, you know what, problems are, they're a part of life. That's it. That's all they are. They are problems, and they're here to stay. In fact, I think, you know, as long as you're alive, you're going to face problems. Maybe you'll solve the problems for this Sunday, or maybe you'll solve the problems for the week of the 20th, you know, but I guarantee you next month you'll have some different types of problems. So problems are never going to go away. But what if we just recognize that problems were here to help us grow? Now look at this year. You know, somebody was joking about this today with me, about 2020, wishing it be over. Now, it's been a heck of a year, hasn't it? I mean, really. I don't know about you, but I remember December 2019, writing things down, getting focused, you know, saying, hey, this is what's going to happen this year, and most of it hasn't happened for me. Like, my travel business is dead. It's okay. My business, as far as public speaking, other than doing Zoom conferences, it's dead. I mean, who really wants to book a speaker? I heard somebody say today that performers or entertainers or people who do speaking won't actually be in front of a live audience until at least a year after the vaccination. Who knows if any of this is true, right? But all I can say is people have lost their jobs, people have suffered. People have gotten sick, people are depressed, people are lonely. What if instead of looking at this as a disaster, just say, you know what doesn't kill me makes me stronger? What if problems were seen not necessarily as something that shouldn't be, right, but something there that makes us grow? And it changes everything. I mean, it's a major refrain. And I got to tell you, I've been in business for a couple decades. I've worked on different projects. I've experienced frustration. I've experienced roadblocks. I've experienced pain, just like you have. We all have. But when this person, and I'll mention the fact that he's a celebrity, when he mentioned that, I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. If he's gone through those kind of things and had those kinds of setbacks and those kinds of frustrations, well, yeah, kind of makes it okay for me, you know, and it makes it okay for you as well. So here's what I'd like to leave you with and challenge you with this Sunday afternoon. What if we saw problems as challenges? And this is interesting, and we enjoyed the process. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but think about it. It's very countercultural, because when people have problems, what do they seek? They seek sympathy from people. Oh, woe is me. Oh, you're not going to believe what happened to me. You know, and I do it, and maybe you do it as well. But what if when a problem happens, we get happy? What if we say to ourselves, you know what? This is not necessarily a problem. It's a challenge, and that means I'm going to grow. You know, there's ways to handle this in a negative way. And that is to medicate it. You could go eat some food. You could pick up a cigarette. You could pick up some alcohol. You could go. There's many ways of distracting yourself in a negative way when a problem happens. You could go shopping. Oh, that's the worst. Go on Amazon and buy a bunch of stuff you don't need to impress a bunch of people you don't know, and then get that credit card bill. You know, it's fine now. You know, you get out of pain, you buy some stuff, and then next month you get the bill. And that's going to even be more painful, right? So there are great ways to relieve the pain in a positive way. And that could be, hey, you know what, I'm going to break the pattern. I'm going to get out of this state. I'm going to get out of this funk. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do something different. Maybe I do call a friend. Maybe I do attend that social gathering. But problems are not necessarily permanent, right? They're not. I mean, you can literally change the space of the problem by just walking away. And sometimes that's a great thing to do, right? You just simply walk away from the problem. And, you know, my mom used to say this all the time, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. You're blowing this out of proportion. And a lot of times we become so myopic, don't we? We think, oh, the world is coming to an end. In reality, it's just a splinter. You know, it's not a big thing. So what if we realize, number one, that problems are part of life, and that when we think we shouldn't have problems, that's the problem. And number two, what if we changed it from problem to challenge, and we said, hey, I love this. this is good. This means I'm going to grow. I'm going to change. I'm not going to be the same person. You know, why do people do crossword problems? Or what do they call them? Puzzles? Why do they do those puzzles? There's problems, aren't they? That's all they are. You know, you see these metal things, they're all connected together, and you try to unhook them. Isn't that a problem or a puzzle? I mean, a puzzle is a problem. If you're working on your car, or you're working on an internet, or you're working on a business, or you're learning to write a book, all of these things are going to be outside of your comfort zone. They're going to be outside of your way of thinking, and you're going to run into frustration. You're going to run into problems. You're going to run into pain. Why? Because you haven't done it before. I have a very good friend of mine. I've known him since fourth grade. He works on cars. And sometimes he'll work on my car, or I'll talk to him about mechanical stuff, which I don't do. And I say to him, how do you get around the problem? He says, I just keep on working at it until I figure out the solution. I said, what do you mean? He says, if that doesn't work, I try this. I go, really? He goes, yeah, if this doesn't work, we're going to try that. I go, you got to be kidding me. He says, if that doesn't work, we're going to do this. And if that doesn't work, we're going to take it to another guy, mechanic, get a second opinion, right? I said, how do you have that mentality? He says, I just know I know the outcome. I know I have to figure it out. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to solve the problem. But I'm going to try all of these different things, and eventually the door is going to open. So that's a healthy way of looking at problems. Now, what if we don't look at it that way? It could be a disaster. If we don't look at it in a healthy way, what we will do is we will run from our problems, or we'll use negative things to mask our problems. And people do it all the time, especially in our society today. You sit in front of the television, you're watching it for hours, you're zoning out. You know, it could be food, like I said earlier, it could be drugs, it could be cigarettes, it could be just anything unhealthy. We have to get a handle on this. And I think awareness is the first step. Awareness, recognizing that problems are not really problems. They're just part of life, and that we can trump them, we can get over them, we can surpass them. And if we see them simply as challenges, it's no big deal. So after the break, I'm going to tell you who this guy is. But I'm going to give you some hints. First of all, it was in Vegas, right? And some of you know my background, so you might have some idea of who I'm talking about here. Very successful person, financially very successful. If you thought, wow, this is somebody that's, you know, hand-to-mouth and not doing really well financially, you're wrong. This person is very financially set, very successful, and I would go on to say even a household name. Obviously, you know, we can't talk about Liberace because he's dead. Can't talk about Sammy Davis Jr. because he's not here. But someone that's alive, a male, you know, as well, and someone that if I mention his name, which I'm not, you would know who he is. So I'm going to give you a cliffhanger. I'll give you one hint. He's very, very successful. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can also go to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Check out Greg for some fun and fantastic experiences. He has free material and his full product line on www.gregdwyer.com. On gregdwyer.com, you'll also enjoy everything from sales and business training to traveling to other continents with Greg. His style is fun, refreshing, and magical. Thanks for listening to Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show with Greg Dwyer. And now, back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, before we get into the revelation, you definitely have to read my ebook. I wrote it a couple years ago. It's still evergreen. I think you'll love it. If you haven't had a chance to read it, you can go to www.gregdwyerebook.com. It's just simply my name, Greg, G-R-E-G. Dwyer is my last name, D-W-Y-E-R, ebook.com. Download it for free, and what I ask you to do is share it. If you like it, I think you will. It really talks about focus and gratitude, So the name of the person is David Copperfield. So I got an invitation a couple days ago, last week, from some people that I know out in Vegas, and they said, oh, you got to join us live. We're going to be interviewing David Copperfield. You may not know this, but, you know, David doesn't do a lot of interviews or real interviews, and this is something that he did for the community of entertainers. It wasn't really open to the public. It was really an intimate gathering, probably thousands, though, of people that are magicians or performers or speakers or people that are insiders. Not that I'm an insider. I've been at conventions where he's been in the room, and I've met him once or twice, but I certainly don't know him. But what I loved about the interview is it really wasn't scripted. And when it came to the point where one of the gentlemen asked him a question, you know, what's your journey been like for the last, you know, 20, 30, 40 years? Painful. And I was like, what? What did he say? He goes, painful. It has been painful. And not only painful, but a lot of frustration and a lot of roadblocks. He goes, you know, we would work on something and it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. You know, we'd work on something for a year. And it didn't work. And then we'd finally get it to work, and then we'd bring it out in front of people, and we'd have to tweak it and take months. And I thought to myself, wow. So if you're struggling, just realize it's normal. If you're not struggling and everything's peachy, maybe you're not stretching beyond your limits. Maybe you're not doing something that you're, you know, afraid to do. But what I know about this guy, and he's from New Jersey, by the way, is that he'd do a show and then record it and go back and watch it. That's how much of a perfectionist he was. He'd watch it, he'd tweak it, every movement. You know, I've seen him twice, three times, four times live. Every movement is orchestrated. Every word is planned. Everything is scripted. I mean, hardly anything is open to chance, really. And he's worked on that routine over and over and over again. But in the process, it's not been easy. And he made references to people like, and the guy was Steven Spielberg, you know, the guy, the movie guy. He said, same kind of angst. You know, you create these great movies, and you think, my gosh, you know, this guy has no problems. Everything's perfect for him. But he said, you know, I'm in the same company as Steven Spielberg. Guy suffers. Guy has roadblock. Guy has pain. I guess it's something to do with the artist, right? But it's also something that has to do with humanity, really. You think about it. If you have a goal, you want to do something, or you're just human, you're going to face setbacks and trouble and frustration. I think the biggest lie is that these things shouldn't be. And especially when you go on Facebook and you see all these great things that people are doing, you don't know the backstory. You have no idea what's going on when they're not posting those pictures. And I think a lot of Facebook, if it's not, well, even if it is positive, the negativity is you're constantly comparing your life to it. You're like, oh wow, look at what Misty's doing, look what John's doing, and I'm not doing it, you know. And you think to yourself, wow, there must be something wrong with me, and you just don't realize. I mean, look at Robin Williams, right? You don't know what's going on behind the surface, and you think, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have these problems, I shouldn't have these frustrations, I shouldn't have these roadblocks. What is wrong with me? And when this guy, David Copperfield, no, it's been tough. So here's my two cents, and for what it's worth, I've been working on a project for 2 years. 2 years. You know, I worked on with a friend of mine, Steve, and then I handed it to somebody else. We tweaked it, and we took it to a new level, and then we worked on it with someone else. And it's still not perfect. And it's a website, and it's really kind of cool. It does some great things. But I'm not a technical person, and I just don't like that aspect of business, you know, getting in and coding and HTMLP and all of this stuff. It's just, it's beyond me. And when technology works, it's great. It's wonderful. But when it doesn't work and it changes, it's frustrating. Talked to a web designer today. He's a good friend of mine. He's been on the show before. He's been on television with me. His name is Kevin. He owns a company called Create a Castle, which is a great company, by the way, bringing families together, which is really important today. And he said to me, you know, it's frustrating to do this work. It's not easy. Don't think that something's wrong with you. This is how it is. So whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're working on, whatever you're planning to do, or maybe it's just life in general, just realize that stuff happens, that stuff gets in a way, that there are going to be roadblocks. There's going to be frustrating things. And if you think for 1 minute that these problems shouldn't be there, That's the problem. All you have to do is say to yourself, hey, it's not really a problem. It's a challenge. I can get away from this. I can be above this. You know, I don't know if you've ever done this. Maybe you're like me. When you see a problem, you shrink into it. You know, like I'm working on the computer. I kind of move into the computer, but it's simple. Sometimes you just need to stand up and walk away from the computer, go for a walk, and you see things differently. You don't make it bigger than it is. And I think a lot of times the stress and the angst is that we blow it out of proportion. We make it more important than it really is. What I learned from George Miller back in 1956 is he talks about this concept of the magical number of seven. And what he says is there are millions and billions of things that are going on in the universe right now. Right now there are millions and billions of things that are going on. You have a tendency to focus on just a few of those things, like seven, give or take two, right? So it's five or nine. So when you're sitting or you're watching TV or you're working on a project, you tend to become very myopic because you can't focus on everything. You can't focus on the blood going through your left ear. You can't focus on the water in the faucet dripping in the other room. You can't focus on a million things. You'd go crazy. So what happens is we tend to have patterns of thinking. Why? Because we want to save energy, mental energy, because, you know, we don't want to burn mental calories. So we chunk things down into reasonable bits of information that we can absorb and we can consume. It's how we see the world. When we get frustrated, when we get overwhelmed, when we feel pain, there are billions of other bits of information that we're not examining, we're not looking at, we're not experiencing. The best way to figure this out, and I figured this out a long time ago, all you have to do is talk to somebody else, right? Or be with somebody else, or bump into somebody else and have a conversation with them, you know? Especially if something has, you know, worse that's happened to them, and you're like, oh my gosh. You know, you've heard it before, right? You write down your problem, you put it in a bowl, you get everybody around the table to put their problem in the bowl, and then you reach in and you pull somebody else's problem, and you're like, you put it back, you're like, I'll take my problem. Yeah. I didn't realize there are people starving right now. I didn't realize that people are completely out of work right now. I didn't realize that people are in the hospital right now on deathbed, and, you know, this is the last day, and I'm complaining that I burnt my pizza. So why do we do this? Because we can't take in everything. So we only take in a small section of reality, and then we think that that is reality, and we get absorbed into the problem. And reframing, what is reframing? Reframing is recognizing that there's more to this than meets the eye. You know, if you walked into a party and somebody was videotaping in a corner of a room, they would only see what's in that corner of the room. They wouldn't see what was going on in the other corner of the room. And we have the tendency to do that, to become myopic, to tell ourselves a story. And the first story out of our mind or in our head or in our mouth is, I shouldn't have this problem. I shouldn't have this problem, and because of that, I'm suffering. And because I'm suffering, I don't know if I can get out of this problem. And then we talk ourselves into a trance. I really believe it. We talk ourselves into a trance. When I heard David Copperfield talk about this, I thought to myself, gosh, if a multi-millionaire, I don't know what he's worth, but somebody that's a household name, David Copperfield, magician in Vegas, in the last 20, 30, 40 years has gone through setbacks and trials and pain and frustration, who am I? Who are you? I mean, you know, you think, this is what I think, you think successful people don't experience these things. You don't think that they go through and experience these things. And then when you realize that they do, because we all do, you see things differently. So here's what I would recommend, and I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a counselor per se, but this is what has worked for me. Number one, be aware of your emotional state. Just be aware of it. I think most people aren't really aware of what they're feeling or what they have exposed themselves to. If it's a problem, you recognize that you're in the problem. Like this afternoon, I was working on a project with a friend of mine from Canada, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. And this is not the first time we were working on this project. And I got somewhere but nowhere. And eventually I got really frustrated and I said to myself, all right, do I really want to stay in this state of frustration? Or do I just simply want to laugh it off? Or do I want to reframe it by thinking about something else? Or just realizing, I read this every morning. It's by, I think her name is Sister Teresa of Avila, and it begins by this, and I hope I have the quote right. It begins by saying, let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you, all things pass away. I read that every day, and I'm thinking to myself, and that's not the full quote, by the way, but I'm thinking to myself, all right, let nothing disturb you. Interesting. Let nothing frighten you, all things pass away. Talk about an antidote for anything. No matter what you're going through, what a great antidote for a shift of reality. Frustrated, sad, lonely, upset, whatever it is, right? Be aware of your emotional state, and then maybe you say this prayer or you just think this word or you bring it to mind. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass away. So what is that? That's a way of breaking the pattern, you know, rather than getting sucked into the pattern. And the worst thing you can do is to identify with the problem, you know, like there's no separation between you and the issue, right? Whether it's a person, whether it's something you're working on, you see yourself in the problem, you are the problem. That's really bad. So breaking the pattern just simply means that you're aware of it and you've said something to yourself, or you've gone for a walk, or you've reframed it in some way. And then you learn to take it less serious. I think that's the key. The key is to not be so serious about it. So let me paint the picture for you. Imagine you wake up tomorrow and you live your day and you come into some problems, and the first thing you recognize is problems are just part of life. There's no way in the world you're not going to have a problem. Problems help you grow. And rather than running from your problems, face your problems head on by recognizing that they are challenges to help you to grow. And when you grow, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get bigger problems. Because at this level, I think in our lives, we're only able to get what we can handle. And when we're able to lift that weight and grow as that kind of person, then there are going to be other challenges that are going to come our way to help us grow. We have a choice. We could either run from them, which is probably not a good idea. A lot of people do that. We could medicate it, or we can, you know, buy stuff and do all these negative things, or we can just simply realize that these problems are just challenges that help us to grow. So, when you think about problems, think about what David Copperfield said. In his 40 years, and by the way, he started in New Jersey doing ventriloquism, and then he moved his way up doing little shows in New York and New Jersey, and then finally he did a show out in Chicago called The Magic Man, and then eventually he got on television. And some of those shows, if you look at them on YouTube, they're okay, they're not great. And then finally he gets to the point where he's flying and he's making the Statue of Liberty disappear. And there's a guy that everybody's name, through America at least, has a lot of money, but at the same time, he knows that the journey has been faced with struggles, with frustrations, roadblocks, and also pain. If he can make those things disappear and walk through them like the China Wall, so can you. All right, we'll talk to you next week. I hope I gave you something to think about.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Go to www.gregdwyer.com to learn more. And always listen in to the Building Fortunes Radio Show for Greg Dwyer as he shares information about his Diamond Mind Transformation Training. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer website to hear more of Greg Dwyer Radio Show. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Greg and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.